Save America Ministries.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Sponsors and supporters of the station you're listening to, they happen to be my views, and well, hopefully in a few minutes we're going to have John McTernan with us, but John is doing another radio program, and so he won't be able to get with us until 3 or 4 minutes after the hour. And so basically I thought I'd comment on some of the things that were just on the news, and if you have any thoughts on it, you're welcome to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we were just told on the news that Franklin Graham had said, and of course this is Billy Graham's son, and Franklin Graham's a great evangelist, but he said that certainly the effort for background checks on people who are going to buy weapons, well, this is quite justified, and apparently certainly Land, I believe, the in charge of the Southern Baptist Convention, has it acknowledged, yes, background checks is fine. But ladies and gentlemen, these men may be excellent evangelists and good Christians, but they don't understand anything about what's going on in the world. Yes, there's nothing wrong with doing a background check, but not a federal background check, because, of course, what they want to do is collect dossiers. They're collecting dossiers on everybody, and if they know that you have a background check, why, of course, they can use that to come and pick up your weapons when they pick up weapons across America. You would never want to give the federal government any right to have anything to do with the distribution of weapons. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. And basically, if you want to do a background check, why, you could have that done at the county level, you could have it done at the certainly at the city level, but not at the federal level, because they want a list of the gun owners. That's what it's all about. How could Franklin Graham be so stupid? How could the president of the Southern Baptist Foundation, of Southern Baptist Church, suddenly be this ill-advised as to make comments on things they just don't understand? And yet, of course, because Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, says it's all right, why, you would think that, well, it must be all right, he wouldn't make that statement. But you see, what they've done is they've mixed up doing a background check with, of course, federal government knowing who is buying the weapons. And if you don't think they're going to keep those records permanently, this is what happened certainly in St. Louis and New Orleans when they had the Katrina flood there. And, of course, they had some sort of a list there of all the people who'd bought weapons. They kept that list permanently. And then when the flood came, they brought in their mercenaries, and they went door to door, and they just took the weapons away from the people. And because of the confusion that existed having to do with the flood, the people needed their weapons. They needed weapons to defend themselves because there was a growing state of lawlessness. Why did they take away the weapons? Well, I think the whole thing was a try, ladies and gentlemen, because, of course, they want to see what the people's response was. And most of the people, a lot of little old ladies who had that gun there to protect themselves, who stayed in their homes because, of course, they wanted to stay in their homes. They lived in New Orleans. They didn't want to have their homes ransacked, and this is exactly what happened. When they were forced to leave their homes, then, of course, the marauding groups could come in. There was a total state of lawlessness. But it was because they knew who had the guns, and that's exactly what this is all about. And why, Franklin Graham, and I hope if you're out there, why, you'll send an email or call Franklin Graham's office and say, why would you come out and make a political statement that you hadn't thought the thing through on? Why, and certainly Mr. Land, who's Bishop, I think that's his name, anyways, the head of the Southern Baptist Convention, has come out and made similar ridiculous statements. And it's about time, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand this is a carefully coordinated effort to disarm the American people, or prepare to disarm the American people, because we're moving, and I fear moving very, very rapidly, towards a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home
gold
of the brave.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is John McTernan, and John, of course, has been writing for a long time about what's going on, not only certainly politically and culturally, but what's going on spiritually, because you really can't understand the unfolding of events unless you understand that this is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political battlefield, a financial battlefield, a cultural battlefield, an educational battlefield. But it's all spiritual. There are facts, spiritual forces at work. And basically, of course, the question is this all planned? And let me tell you, a lot of this is planned. They know what they're doing financially. We're running a deficit somewhere between $1.1 and $1.5 trillion a year at the present time. And what are the Democrats talking about? Well, they want to increase taxes $1 trillion. Over 10 years. Well, that's $100 billion a year. Well, what do you think that's going to do to a deficit of $1.5 trillion? And they know this is not going to solve the problem. But I personally believe, and I think John does too, they want to bring the whole thing down. John, you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, you said something interesting. The whole thing is spiritual. And I think, would you mind if we discuss that for a little bit here?
Not at all, because that is, of course, the underlying theme of my whole ministry. Go right ahead.
Yes, because the people don't realize this, that we are, government is not designed to be our God. You know, Caesar is the God of this world, and government is designed by God to do specific things. And here in America, we've had a very limited government, and that's one of the reasons we've been blessed. But what's happened, Dr. Stan, is that in the church, we are as guilty as, like, the world in this. is we look to the government for everything. I mean, it's like you're going to go to college. Well, we got to take a government loan out. We're going to retire. Now, some of it you have no choice because of the way the law is written and all, but we've got Social Security. Then we have this insurance. We have that insurance. We have food stamps. We have this. We have that. And people are looking to the government for everything. And the more you look to government, the bigger it gets. It's a monster. We are to look to God and not the government. The government is not our friend in this. The government is a monster, and we can see it as a monster out there eating up everything. It's in all. The government can never stop growing. It just grows and grows and grows. So the situation in the United States, where we're $17 trillion in debt, that's a spiritual problem. That's because people have lost faith in God. They don't even consider God in this. And I'm talking about the church. So the government will provide. The government this, the government that, and it can't. The government is not designed to do that. What it is designed to do is eventually collapse, like we're already seeing now in Greece. We're seeing in Italy. We're seeing in Spain. We're seeing the early stages of it in other countries in Europe. And we're going to see that here in the United States much sooner than people realize, because the Europeans with their socialism, the Americans with their socialism, we have made government God. And it is not designed by God to do that. He is God. He is the provider. He provides for us and not Washington. And that's why we're in this mess, man, is because God is out of the picture of so many lives. And the government is, and the government has become like idolatry. People cannot, like this last election, one of the main reasons why Obama won? Well, people decided he was going to give them free medical care, including contraceptives. That was one of the big things. They want government is a candy man now. It gives out all nice good things, which it can't. Just can't do it. It's not designed to do it. So that is the way I look at it spiritually, Dr. Stan, is when the church should not be looking to government, it should be looking to God at all times.
Well, I think the bigger thing is, John, that basically what's wrong with helping people? What's wrong with providing medical care for people? What's wrong with suddenly subsidizing education or subsidizing housing? I mean, what's wrong with any of these things? And there's nothing wrong with it, but it is not the function of the federal government. Because if the federal government can provide for your health and your education and your welfare from the cradle of the grave, it's got to be able to control you from the cradle of the grave. And that is certainly what our founding fathers feared. They feared that you could never trust men with power, and if you gave them power, they would misuse it. And that's why Thomas Jefferson talked about taking the chains off of people and putting the chains onto government. Then what about the people? Do we want them to starve? Absolutely not. But this is something that should be taken care of at the local level, first of all, by the families, secondly, by the church, thirdly, by the local communities, by the cities and counties. And when I was growing up as a young doctor, every county, all 3,000 counties in the United States, were required to have a county hospital or provide health care for the people who could not afford it for themselves or would not afford it for themselves. And we had a wonderful system, and nobody died from lack of health care. But believe me, they're dying in our hospitals across America today. It's estimated that several hundred thousand people die because of certainly of the misuse of our health care system funded by our federal government. And they have now the hospices where we send people, they call it the comfort care. Basically, they'll be comfortable when they're killed, and they take them in there, they take away food and water, they give them morphine shots. And this is happening in America, it's happening in Great Britain, and people don't understand. This is because we have federal control, not local control of health care. But go right ahead, John.
Well, Dr. Stan, it was very interesting. You know, the question you raised was, well, what's wrong with feeding people? First of all, like you did articulate, the way you listed it is our responsibility, family responsibility, local church responsibility, local civic group responsibility, not the responsibility of the federal government. But what I tell people what's wrong when they say to me that, I'll say, well, how about $17 trillion in debt? I mean, would we expect to be a nanny state and go $17 trillion in debt? That's stealing. That is stealing from our children. Right off the bat, it's a theft. It's dishonest to borrow money like that that you're never going to be able to pay back and then lay the debt on the children, our children and grandchildren. It's a dishonest scheme, and it's a ruse that they're using, like, sympathy for. Well, what about the poor people? They'll starve. Well, you're stealing, you're paying for that with my grandkids' money, and you're going into a $17 trillion debt, $20 trillion debt, that can never be paid back. You're going to destroy the economy. You're stealing from people's money. That's what's wrong with it. It's spiritual. The root to the entire financial crisis that we see out there now is that the federal government is replacing God. And it cannot do it. It's a form of idolatry which is going to be destroyed.
I think you're absolutely right, John. And the difficulty is the average American could never imagine that this wonderful utopian world we live in is on the verge of destruction. And certainly, whether it's going to be, we're going to have an attack, an EMP attack on America, certainly people sort of laugh and smile when they hear that North Korea, you know, is talking about, you know, suddenly attacking America. Well, North Korea has a large number of nuclear bombs. Of course, they were able to develop them because we gave them nuclear material back in the 1990s. Why would we do something that stupid? Oh, well, we want them to be able to build a nuclear reactor. Why would we do that? Why would we trust them? Why would we do everything we can to help? Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, it's the old adage, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy. And all throughout the world, we're creating the best enemies money could buy. Whether it be in Egypt, where today we are providing Mr. Morsi, the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, who hates America and has already talked about the necessity of destroying Israel. We're providing Egypt with 20 F-16 fighter jets. I mean, large numbers of tanks, large quantities of munitions, a quarter of a billion dollars, $250 million. Why are we giving that to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is dedicated to destroying Israel and America? Why, of course, if you don't have an armed enemy, how can you have a war? It's the old pattern. You create the best enemies money could buy. And then you can have a war, and people say that's crazy talk. It really is, but we don't live in a world that's really very sane. Our guest is John McTernan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and you go right ahead, John.
Well, I have a blog, Dr. Stan. It's called John McTernan's Insights, and I have pounded on exactly what you're saying. What is the rationale other than Obama is a Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer? It's a part of him being a Muslim. We sent 20 of our top F-16 fighters on top of 200 that Egypt has already. Most people don't know that, but Egypt has 200 F-16 fighters, and we're sending them 200 of our world quality, maybe the best tank in the world, the Abrams A1 tank, 200. We're giving it to them. They're not even purchasing it from us. Plus, as you said, other types of munitions. Who is Egypt going to use this against? Who do they need to defend against? Well, the Egyptians have already said that they want to destroy Israel and take Jerusalem. So we are actually arming Jerusalem's enemy to go to war with it, and they hate us along with the Jews. Brother Stan, you got to scratch your head, and you got to say, you know, what is going on other than Obama on purpose is arming our enemies and arming the enemy of Israel for an all-out war that is going to kill millions of people.
And because I believe personally, you know, Obama is simply a figurehead for what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. The people working behind the scenes who control both the Republican and the Democrat Party. But if you doubt that Obama is a Muslim, just go up on the internet, type in YouTube, Obama, I'm a Muslim.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is John McTernan. John, would you like to tell our listeners about your blog, how they can get your material? If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for John, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And John has certainly been studying this for a long time, and he does an excellent job of putting out information, pointing out the direction America is going. And believe me, America is going into a terrible situation. We're threatened with war by North Korea. They've actually said they're going to suspend, or they have suspended, the armistice, and for all intents and purposes, we're at war with North Korea. And then, of course, it's only a matter of time before we're at war over there in the Middle East. We're going to have to send troops in, or Israel's going to have to send troops into Syria to secure the chemical weapons that are there. Jordan is on the verge of collapse. Saudi Arabia is on the verge of collapse. You're not hearing about these things because the media is controlled, but you're going to wake up one day and find out suddenly that the whole face of the Middle East has been distorted. But go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I just before coming on the show, well, this evening, it came across the news that the United States military is moving anti-missile batteries into California and into Alaska because of the threat from North Korea long-range missiles.
They're really actually beginning to actually mobilize then in defense against North Korea. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, I hadn't heard that at all, but I'm certainly glad that they're doing it because I believe that there's a very real threat. It's not imaginary. Imagine just what one nuclear bomb on San Francisco or Los Angeles or Seattle would do.
Yeah, As you're talking, I'm trying to... Yeah, here it is. I've got it right here. It comes from Fox News. Pentagon to beef up missile defense in response to North Korean threat. The Pentagon is beefing up nation's missile defenses in the wake of the provocative nuclear threat. Extra interceptors on the West Coast designed to counter attack from intercontinental ballistic missiles would bring the total number of interceptors to 44. So they're going to Alaska and they're going to California to intercept any North Korean intercontinental ballistic missiles fired at the United States.
Of course, I think the real strength that we have as a ballistic missile system is in our Navy. We have a lot of cruisers that really are equipped with anti-ballistic missile units, and basically that's where the real strength is. We don't talk about that, but certainly the naval force is far more powerful and effective than the land-based missile defense. But go right ahead.
Yeah, well, this shows you how this is really getting ratcheted up now. And I mean, North Korea did renounce the armistice of 1953. So technically, they are at a full state of war and could attack any moment without any warning because of the state of war. It's deteriorating rapidly around the world. Israel is most likely going to move very soon against Syria, because Syrian weapons of mass destruction are being turned over to Hezbollah. The Muslim Brotherhood is right now literally on the border with Israel and the Golan Heights in Syria. And you are right about Jordan. King Hussein is hanging on tentatively in Jordan because 75% of the country is Palestinian, and the refugees pouring in there. Huge numbers of refugees pouring into Syria, into Jordan right now, which is tipping the whole nation in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood. So that whole area the whole world is a boiling cauldron now, along with the world economy. And Stan, I believe that it's going to be set up. This is all going to usher people into a new government, a new economy, a new religious system. The things that are happening so rapidly and the wars that are coming, it's going to be one big deception into a new world order that will be without Christ, will be without God, and it will be Satan's deception of the end times. And it's happening so fast in all quarters.
But of course, we're being entertained. We have all sorts of things going on. Roller derbies. We've certainly got the auto racing. We've got sporting activities and certainly basketball. And our attention is constantly focused on other things rather than the devastating things that are taking place throughout the world. Our guest this evening, John McTernan, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, why give us a call? Preferably a question for John, who's on the front lines of this battle. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is John McTernan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you have a question or comment. But certainly if you go over into the Middle East, you'll find that Turkey is changing. Turkey was a secular government until 2002. And then, of course, under the influence of the CIA and a man named Mr. Gulen, why, of course, Turkey turned from being a secular society closely affiliated with the West into a country under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the women are being forced to change their dress. Certainly, the more mosques in Turkey than any other country per capita in all of the Near East or the Middle East. I mean, the tens of thousands of mosques have been installed there. And, of course, people have been forced to return to the ancient concepts of Muslim worship. A secular country until 2002, but thanks to American influence, it's all changed. Now, why would we do that? All throughout the Middle East and all of the countries there and going over certainly into the Soviet Muslim countries, tens of thousands of schools that are indoctrinating the youth in the radical form of Islam. They're being coordinated and controlled by a gentleman living in Pennsylvania under the auspices of the CIA. His name is Mr. Gulen. He has known assets of $25 billion and probably twice that much or half again that much in fixed assets, but those are liquid assets, $25 billion. Where is he getting the money? He works very closely with the CIA and their drug smuggling apparatus. And, of course, then they're financing this whole turn to this radical form of Islam that is sweeping that whole part of the world. Why would the CIA be interested in building up this radical form of Islam? Well, if you haven't seen the book, The Devil's Game, we carry it, goes into how suddenly the Muslim Brotherhood came about in 1928, financed initially by MI6, the British intelligence, after the Second World War by the CIA, creating the best enemy money could buy. John, you pick up the story. I want to know what you think about what's going on.
Well, Sam, what is amazing in this is I wrote, I don't know how many years ago now, 15 years ago, about the coming Islamic caliphate in the Middle East. Now, if your listeners are not aware of what a caliphate is, the Arabs are tribal, and the countries that you see out there now are really artificial. They all were created after World War One, World War Two, and a caliphate is a pan-Islamic union that they come together for one cause or for a cause. So, what we see is an Islamic caliphate forming now in the Middle East. But what I had no idea, Sam, when I wrote this, it never entered my mind that the United States would be the catalyst for this. That's what's so shocking about this. Like, you're talking about the CIA, and we're talking about Obama directly pulling down Gaddafi and allowing now the Muslim Brotherhood to take over most of Libya, to throw Mubarak under the bus, and go for Morsi, who is hardcore Islamic Brotherhood that wants to destroy Israel and take Jerusalem. And they want to make Jerusalem. This is what they've been saying publicly. What I'm saying now is not some revelation. They've been saying it. They want to make Jerusalem the capital of their Islamic caliphate. Not Cairo, not Istanbul, but Jerusalem. It's right out of the Bible. Bible talks about in Zechariah chapter 12, chapter 14, about the armies of the world coming to take Jerusalem. So our government, our State Department, is bought, and I don't even know how to put enough words on this. The President of the United States, and it didn't start with Obama. Bush was involved in this also, and the State Department are actively seeing to it that the Islamic Brotherhood are coming to power throughout the Islamic world, and with the idea of forming a caliphate, and they are saying they want to make Jerusalem the capital, and at the same time they're telling Israel, or they're saying publicly that Israel is our ally and will always be there to defend Israel, when we're sending tanks and airplanes and munitions and pulling down government and replacing them with Muslim Brotherhood that want to destroy Israel.
Well, you can only understand it of the old gadgets. You create the best enemy that American tax dollars can buy. And it's the same pattern. If you really know what happened in Vietnam, if you really want to know what happened in the Second World War, it's the same thing all over again. But, of course, we can't let the American people know that. I mean, if they knew that 100 American corporations were building weapons for the Nazis, not only before the war, but during the war, that banks such as Brown Brothers, Harriman, 10 American banks were funding the Nazis both before the war and during the war. And suddenly Brown Brothers, Harriman, the two most prominent names there on the board of directors of Brown Brothers, Harriman, that was financing the Nazis, were Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker. But, of course, and you can check all of these things out. Fortunately, we do have the Internet. Go up on the Internet and check these things out and find if what you're telling is true. And the other thing is, if you have never seen Barack Hussein Obama talking about his Muslim faith, go up and simply type in YouTube, Barack Obama, my Muslim faith. Just put in Barack Obama, my Muslim faith. YouTube, Barack Obama, my Muslim faith, and then weep. Well, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington State. Hi, Ron. How are things up there?
Well, fine. Just maybe have some an encouraging report a little bit.
All right, good. We need a little encouragement right about now. Go ahead.
Well, I was at a school named after Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, and was teaching a bilingual class of kids, both bilingual in Spanish and English. And I asked the kids if they'd like to hear a poem written by the man after whom their school was named. And they said yes. So I said, let's read The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. So I just wanted to share the last two stanzas with you and your listeners.
Go right ahead.
You know the rest. In the books you have read, how the British regulars fired and fled, how the farmers gave them ball for ball from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing the redcoats down the lane, then crossing the fields to emerge again, under the trees at the turn of the road, and only pausing to fire and load. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born on that night wind of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people wakened and listened to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere.
It's a beautiful
message. Was to arms. So I think that's very relevant to today. The kids loved hearing it, by the way.
Well, Ron, certainly we cannot just fight what's going on there. Certainly with weapons, but ideologically, and we need to get the people within the military to understand that they're not serving America, that the people who control this government are subversives, and they're using the blood of the American soldiers to push their globalist concepts. That is the message we've got to get out, and we need to get that out to the military, to the police, certainly to the state troopers, to everybody who values freedom, is that we've been taken over by a subversive element, and I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. And what are your thoughts on that, John?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's like hard to believe. I say that a coup has happened in America. It's sort of a gentle, not like a South American coup, but this is sort of more like an ideological coup when Obama was elected. And he's putting people in place now, and the American people reelected him and others like him. So we have a takeover of America as we used to know it. Dr. Stan, I just posted on my blog today about the admiral in charge of the Western Fleet. His name is Samuel Locklear, Admiral Samuel Locklear. He's stationed in Pearl Harbor. And he is the man that may be prosecuting a war coming with North Korea. Anyways, he gave a speech Monday at Harvard, and he said the greatest danger to the United States is global warming.
And I wonder where his thoughts really are.
Yeah, we've got North Korea threatening to nuke us. China wants to go to war with Japan over islands that are apparently gas, natural gas laced islands. They're threatening war, and he says that our greatest danger, the greatest danger facing America, is global warming.
And we live in a world gone mad. Anything else you want to say, Ron, before we let you go?
Well, our education establishment needs to be taken back over, and every class from preschool through high school, back through college, should be aligned with the principles of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And if they're not, then they should be revised so that they are. And if the teachers don't get along, then they should be told to, and they should have to seek their employment elsewhere.
Amen.
And we've got to do that.
And of course, I think The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere is certainly one of my favorite poems. Thank you very much,
sir.
Ron. God bless.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. And let's go, of course, to Joe is calling from New Jersey. Again, our telephone number, 24Liberty, 1-888-24Liberty, or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, why do you think that they want a background check on people buying guns? That could be done by the city. That could be done by the state. No, the federal government wants a list. That's what it's all about. They want a list of everybody who has a gun so they can take them away from us. They will deny that's their objective, but then they've lied about just about everything. They lie, certainly. I can remember when they told the doctors, why, well, you don't have to worry about going into Medicare. Why, Chris, we're going to pay doctors regular and customary fees. We're never going to interfere with how they practice medicine. We'll take good care of the hospitals, pay them the usual and customary fee. And they did. I mean, it was the most amazing thing. And I thought the whole thing was fraudulent. But they did exactly what they said they'd do. They just never told us how long they were going to do it. In about 2 years, they began cutting back a little on the hospitals and then cutting back a little on the doctors. And I've heard it said that by the first of next year, a significant number of the doctors in America is just going to drop out. But don't you worry, we'll be able to bring in doctors from Pakistan and India to fill the void, and good luck getting medical care. But don't you have to worry? They'll be directing how you are treated, certainly from Washington, D.C. And if you're elderly, you just don't have to worry. They'll take you right to the hospice. Let's go to Joe calling from New Jersey. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan, and hello to your guest. And I'd just like to, you know, it sounds like to me that these globalists are really crazy.
No, they're not crazy. They're diabolical. They're not crazy. It is because they are fulfilling this age-old dream of creating a one-world government that goes all the way back to Nimrod and has always been the goal of that, those people who were associated with the occult and with the other spiritual dimension.
Yeah, I understand all of that, Dr. Stan, but here's the thing, the way I see it is that they're baiting these Muslims with economic power, which they're only going to give them just so much. And I think they're doing this purposely for the reason of starting, well, they'll probably start this whole thing, but then the retaliation will be so great that they'll just get wiped off of the face of that area, and then they'll be able to control that area. However,
Joe, just for our listeners, what Joe is saying is basically we're going to, Chris, build up the Muslim Brotherhood, but not too strong. And then, of course, when we have our war, we'll just wipe a lot of those people out. And then, of course, the invisible government, the Brotherhood, will be able to control that part of the world. In essence, that's what he's saying. And I agree with him. At least that's the plan. Of course, basically, of course, that takes out God out of the question, because I think God is going to intervene one of these times. I don't know if it's now or later, but go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, and yes, Dr. Stan, because I've often heard you say, but here's the thing that I've often heard you say, which is you know, that's the flip side of this all. You know, you start something like this, like you always say, you never know how these things are going to go, because now you, for instance, we got Russia and we got China, who's, you know, I think maybe they think they got them in their pocket, but that might not be so. Just like when we militarized Germany. You know, who knows? Maybe that thing could have turned around in our disfavor. And that's what I'm thinking could happen here.
Well, let's get John's thoughts on that. John, what do you think about what Joe is saying?
Well, he's absolutely right. He's echoing my thoughts, Dr. Stan, on this. They have a plan. I think what he said is really viable about they will use the Muslim Brotherhood, go to war with it, and then take over, like, big areas because of the war. But God is in control, and I really believe that their plans are going to go out of control, and God has another plan. And that plan is going to fulfill the events leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ.
I agree with you totally. Anything else, Joe?
No, that's about it, Dr. Stan, but I think these people are off the wall. They really are.
Well, I agree with you, but they have a different worldview than you and I do, and they see nothing wrong with killing hundreds of millions of people, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, this is just assets to them. This is just people are pawns.
Amen to that. Hey, thank you so very much for calling.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless you all.
And you too. Okay, John, You've got just a couple of minutes more. That hour has flown by, as it always does. But basically, what are your thoughts? What message do you want to leave with our listeners?
Well, the message is for people to grow closer to Jesus Christ as their Savior. Because no matter how this world goes, whether it's going to go the way that the New World Order, would you call them the Brotherhood of Darkness?
I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can call them the elite, the power elite, the ruling elite. Call them what you will.
Yeah, I mean, the Brotherhood of Darkness is a perfect description.
Have you ever read my book?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me. I'm going to put you on hold at the end of the program. Ask Ari to get your telephone number, and then we'll send you a free copy.
But, thank you.
But basically, how can people get to your blog and your website?
Yeah, they can get to my. It's very easy. JohnMcTernan.name. That's my blog. JohnMcTernan.name. On there, they can sign up, and I'll get my automatic updates. I keep people on the cutting edge of prophetic events. Middle East, Islam, what's going on in North Korea. So I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. We can, your listeners, in addition to what you share with them, they can hear from me, you know, different information.
Well, John's got a lot of great information. We always enjoy having him with us. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. John, you hang on for just a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I'm going to ask Ari to get John McTernan's address, and certainly then, of course, we'll send him a copy of our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But this is the time when I do need to mention that we'll only be offering my book, by the case today and tomorrow. After that, why the option closes, and the reason it does, we're going to start our printing next week. We've had a good response. If you want to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, why you can get that. I said the suggested gift of $149.95 will get you 64 copies of the book. You'll have to pay for the shipping, but if you ask for it, we'll send you a free 4-CD set or a free DVD we've created to offset the cost of the shipping. And basically, it's vitally important that you have the book, because you can give it to others and it'll help them to understand what is going on today. So remember, you've got today and tomorrow, and after that, why, of course, the offer will be withdrawn. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or, I'm sorry, if you want to get the book, it's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And there's a lot of great information there that will help you better to understand the things that are going on today. Well, we have all sorts of DVDs that we put together. And, of course, they have a DVD called 9/11 Explosive Evidence. It's put out by Richard Gage, who is an architectural engineer, and of course goes into the background of what happened on September 11th, 2001. Could not have been simply a collapse of the building because it was hit by an airplane. This was a controlled demolition. And let me suggest 9/11 Explosive Evidence, excellent. Then we have, of course, my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. We have the Agenda 21, the Wretching Transformation of America. That's certainly is our good friend Michael Shaw, but of course my talk on the Covert Plan will take you into the background of the massive population reduction that is planned. And then, of course, Michael's talk gives you a much better overview of Agenda 21. They're both complement one another. And if you can possibly get both of them, Agenda 21, the Wretching Transformation of America, and Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And then, of course, we have Behold a Pale Horse, America's Last Chance by Charlie Daniels. The EMP Threat, that's, of course, the talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper at the last conference we had. We also have a four-tape set on the threat of EMP. Not imaginary, but very real. We have the final countdown. We have basically these are five DVDs in a set, and basically we have 1, 2, 3, and now we're offering the final countdown 4. And basically, what are we counting down to? We're counting down to the Lord's coming, the prophecies, and as you begin to read the prophecies and study the prophecies, almost on a daily basis, you see they're being fulfilled. Then, of course, we have an excellent DVD called The Submerged Church by Pastor Joe Schimmel. Watchers 5 by Lynn Marzulli. That's Watchers 5. Watchers 6 is not out yet. But we have Watchers 1, 2, 3, and 4. And now we have Watchers 5. And then finally we have Wide is the Gate, Volume 2 by Carol Matriciana, going into the background of the spiritual forces at work within society today. So all of these DVDs are available. We have all sorts of four-tape sets. Of course, we have that a DVD on geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson, a DVD on Aspartame by Benny Martini. You can go to our website and look at all the DVDs we have and all the tape sets and the CD sets and the videos and the books. We carry these because we want you to be able to get these items. And, of course, they do help Radio Liberty as well. But, of course, they are important for you to have them and basically to you to understand and then learn how to present these ideas to people. And I found that the most efficient means of convincing people who really don't want to believe anything is to ask them questions, to try to get them to think. And believe me, as things grow worse in the coming weeks and months, more and more people are going to be looking for answers, and we have them. Certainly go to our website, radioliberty.com, and then, of course, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty.
Grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher, and we're going to be talking about what's really going on in the world today and how this all is going to be impacting upon you in the days and weeks that lie ahead. So, basically, hopefully, Bob will be along very, very shortly. But, of course, things are unfolding at a tremendous rate. I mean, the fact that, as John mentioned, John McTernan mentioned, they're beginning to move afield or anti-missile batteries into Alaska here on the West Coast because of the threat of war from North Korea. Now, why in heaven's name would the people in North Korea be threatening war? Ladies and gentlemen, we've created these people. We've financed these people. If you go back and over the last 20 years, time and time and time again, we've given them money. We gave them the material to build a nuclear power plant and the wherewithal to build that. And of course, it was a very short step from there to enriching the uranium to make it, of course, it could be used into nuclear weapons. And apparently, we don't know how many nuclear weapons that North Korea has, but some people say they may have as many as 100. Certainly, Iran. Probably, I should say Pakistan, has 150 of them. We don't know, but we can think that this, whether they're trying to scare us to death or whether there's a real threat from North Korea, we're just going to have to wait and see how things unfold. But we live in a world where there is very little in the way of reality. Why in the world would North Korea declare war on the United States? Does that make sense? And certainly the people in South Korea have been told that they are in danger of a nuclear attack from North Korea. What madness is that? Well, let's go to Bob Fletcher, one of our good friends. Bob's been around for a long, long time, has a lot of great information. And Sydney, at one time, he owned a toy company, and he was certainly having a good life, a successful toy manufacturer. And a fellow came along and said, look, we can expand your business. We can make a lot more money. Let me come in here with you, and we'll just make this toy company really more efficient. And Bob foolishly went along with that. It turned out the guy was from the CIA, and they were going to use Bob's company as a front for smuggling weapons for the Iran-Contra. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, putting it in real abbreviated form. But yes, and to my surprise, and of course that changed my life completely because I was the gullible average American and thought my country did everything great and never did anything criminal and was straight above board and certainly never had any bad thoughts. I had already been in the service during the war, volunteered in the United States Coast Guard, and all of that good stuff, and would never have imagined that all of a sudden I was put into the middle of what genuinely was a multitude of criminal acts.
And I think people have to understand this is not our government that's doing these things. That is another government. It's an invisible government that has taken over our government. It's a subversive element, which I tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And when you understand who they are and how they work, there's not that many of them. But they have unlimited wealth. That they control the media. They control the military. They control certainly the major banks. All six major banks tie into the Brotherhood. The major corporations, the educational system, many of our ministers are actually subservient to them. But they are able largely to control what the American people think. And basically, we must expose them. They're not imagined. They're very real. You can get their membership. Go up on the internet and look up trilateral.org. Trilateral.org. Go right ahead, Bob.
Yeah, so it's, you know, on on this subject anyhow, it was really of course life altering for me, but it was generally mind boggling. Here I had this guy, as a matter of fact, this person, his name was Gary Best, was this turned out much later on, as a matter of fact, I found out he was actually a double agent, both Russian and the United States. I'm not sure which one was the one that he genuinely ended up representing, to be honest with you. But he got involved with prolonged and complicated contracts with Russia and Yeltsin at that time. Much of this was, of course, much later. But like I said, to my surprise, here I am in a simple business merger, trying to expand my business, and this fella took it over, ended up never paying me properly, which, of course, was probably the least of my problems as things developed. But he was, and basically, I was so that folks that have never heard this story, so you get a good idea of what we're talking about, the intelligence operations, which are these multitudes of secret wars and, of course, all the other things that they carry out, classified as secret or top secret, sometimes above top secret, I guess, depending on how serious they are. But what they what the intelligence agencies do is they'll utilize certain groups of people, whether it's one or two or six people together, a combination. Quite often they're military generals or military personnel at high levels. And these are the guys that will supply the weapons on an ongoing basis for wherever the United States has a new war. If it's going to be Afghanistan, if it's going to be assisting the Contras in Nicaragua, that's what the Iran-Contra thing was. Or if it's involved with Iranian conflicts with them or in Iraq. Wherever these different skirmishes take place, whether they're in the jungles like in Nicaragua, or if they're South America or whatever, or if they happen to be in the triangle, the Golden Triangle, or around Vietnam and Laos, Cambodia, but wherever they carry these out, they have a specific group of people that they can simply pick up the telephone, actually, and just say, "General, we need to have X number of weapons."
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is just talking a little bit about how the intelligence agencies, this is the CIA, act. Now, remember, everything is compartmentalized, and most people in the CIA don't know what the other parts of the CIA are doing. But they have their agents into everything. They're involved in all of the wars, so they have their agents over there running Iraq today behind the scenes. We pull our troops out, and they leave the CIA there. They're running it. The CIA is involved with smuggling drugs throughout the world. And, of course, with that money, where they're able, of course, to carry out their black operations, the average individual has no idea what's really going on. And these people, of course, are able to tell the military exactly what they are to do. And they can tell anybody, and, of course, you try to buck them, why, of course, you may end up getting sent to prison. You may end up losing your home and using your findings, you could very well end up dead. And they do kill people, ladies and gentlemen. There's no question they kill people, or, as they did with Congressman Larry McDonald, shoot a plane down and then have him taken and spend the rest of his life in a Soviet prison. If you doubt that, why, Bob, of course, our guest here, had actually had the opportunity of meeting a man who had the cell next to Larry McDonald in Siberia. But that's a subject for a different evening. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, right, and it's such a, it's just a spider web of interconnecting of all these persons, the people that, and they have specific names for them. You know, there's suppliers of weapons or suppliers of what they simply say, supplier of air, and what they're talking there would be aircraft, helicopters, and things that fly that might, and now it would be, that would, of course, even include things like the drones, like the Predator spy and Predator drones that now have the capability of shooting Hellfire missiles out from the bottom of them. That's how they, we've seen a lot of that. You see it on news coverage where they are totally unmanned aircraft, sometimes controlled as far away as in Los Angeles, California, to make a, have a strike in Iraq or in the Afghanistan, Pakistan, or someplace like that up on the mountainside. And those, coincidentally, the Hellfire missile that they utilize today as the primary heavy weapon on the bottom of these Predator aircraft that are unmanned, they, of course, locate them with these high definition photography now, send the videotape, comes right straight back live to California via satellite, and then they fly in where they pinpoint them, find out where the enemy is, and then fire these Hellfire missiles out from the bottom of the Predators. Those missiles were literally being sold and put together and supplied out of my toy factory. Now, what I'm talking about now, I don't want to be, don't want to mislead anybody. At my toy factory, where this operation was taking place back during the Iran-Contra business, I did not have those missiles on the floor in the back of my factory, but the gentleman that was had merged with me certainly was the pivot point and was the supplier of Hellfire missiles for other locations of a variety of these small wars. But they, I was literally in my toy factory one day there before I had separated myself from that operation. And this fella, Gary Best, walked into my part of the office and he threw this four-colored brochure on my desk. And he said, "We're going to start handling these." And when I picked it up, I was anticipating to be a, another part of a toy line or a novelty item or a new electronic watch like we were handling at that time with the legitimate side of business. But lo and behold, it actually was, in fact, the brochure on the Hellfire missile, which they had started to handle. That was in 1980, give or take, about 86, 85. So, anyhow, to, that
weren't you just a little shocked when he announced you were going to start handling Hellfire military missiles?
Well, yeah, and that was the point. I had reached a point. That was a point in time in my my story. There was at a point in time where I had already by that time met General Heini Atterholt and General John Singlob, who were the two generals basically that engineered most all of the Vietnam War under General Westmoreland. You know, so they, I had already met them. They had already come in. I was now, by that time, aware of what I consider to be, you know, extraordinary, bizarre things going on in my, what was a toy factory. And I had reached a point where he had made me an offer and threatened my life to go along with it, but had made me an offer to get directly involved with their operations. And, of course, it was probably within, oh, maybe 60 days or so that I terminated. And, you know, I left and I was gone after that point. But certainly that had reached that point of outrageousness, and of course I had also met other military people in and out, and by that time I had been slowly being brought into the operation that was going on there.
Well, and did you get compensated or get something out of the company that you'd worked so hard?
And unfortunately, no. When we put together the initial, which basically was he had, this Gary Best, had about three companies that he owned that he was using as covert front operations. One was a big watch distribution company, electronic watches, and which gave him a good reason to go to Geneva because of the watch situation and go to other places in that made cheap watches overseas. So that was one of the companies. And other little novelty operation he had was miscellaneous gifts that were imported. Also, that was another reason to be someplace under the guise of doing business of purchasing imported goods. And, I mean, we brought in like 100,000 watches at a time. I mean, so that part of it was a fairly, you know, big, substantial business. He had people working for him, representatives all over the United States, supplying these watches to, like, the 7-Eleven stores, you know, the convenience stores. So all of that was, on the left hand, was a legitimate operation. There was a couple of other little companies that he owned. And then, of course, my merger with the toy business was a two-sided, I was to find out later, there was two parts to it. One was the utilizing my company as, again, a phony front so that there would be a reason to travel to different countries overseas to make it look like we were setting up distribution for the toys or buying other toys to redistribute, et cetera, in my business. And while we were doing that, the intent was, of course, to carry out the serious business, and that was, of course, supplying weapons and arms and big stuff. You know, these Hellfire missiles were about $60,000 each, you know, and they were selling. I must add also he was supplying and selling aircraft, which would get as high as $13 million each. So it was pretty big business on the covert side, and as far as my business was concerned, I was to get X amount of dollars, I was to continue and expand the toy business, and I was to start doing marketing and merchandising on the other goods like the watches, etc., that he was importing and selling into the convenience stores. And even though that was a multi-million dollar business, that part of it, if you were just running it legitimately, it was totally a throwaway front operation for the real big products, and that, of course, was supplying weapons for illegal and unconstitutional activities all over the place by our intelligence community. So, and to my surprise, I was to find out later on as we started investigating these things that that's done quite often where an intelligence group like this Gary Best and his military friends, they would buy into or take control of all sorts of businesses that commonly would just be legitimate. And then they would use them, and the full intent from day one was to use them as a false front to cover their activities worldwide, wherever they plan to supply weapons.
Well, it's a tragic situation, and I'm glad you got out of there intact, because
yeah,
sometimes when you get involved with these people, why, of course, a lot of people have been killed simply because they've been inconvenient.
Oh, there's a during the Iran-Contra inquiry, which, by the way, was a couple of, you know, within a year or so after I got out and I became involved as a federal witness involved in that, and that started me off in doing this multitude of investigations for the following 25 years. But the shocking part, like I say, is that there was probably over 100 people, witnesses and people involved, that were killed or eliminated and murdered during the Contra inquiries. A lot of people didn't realize there was that many.
Well, I'm glad that you weren't among them, and basically our guest is Bob Fletcher, and he's simply giving us the background of what happened to him. We had a toy company, everything was going fine, and he foolishly, I'm sure he really thought this was going to help his business and expand his business, and well, instead, of course, he ended up costing him his business, and suddenly Bob is having to face the horrible reality that we have intelligence agencies, part of the secret government, which, of course, have an entirely different agenda than most people imagine. We'll be right back. Bob, go right ahead.
this, what was interesting, again, this, you know, ended up, like you say, covering 25 years since that original eye-opener for myself. But this, for this fellow, Gary Best, had, he stole and conned everybody that he crossed paths with. He was unbelievable bandit, you know. And if you look at this guy when you met him and looked to and talked to him or anything like that, the first thought, and if somebody said, "What do you think this guy does?" you would think he was a Baptist minister. I mean, he was very, very clean cut, squared away, pleasant looking, intelligent, friendly, and all the rest of that stuff. Provided that, of course, you weren't a target of his. But he, even the lawyers that had set up our contract and that had done the merger contract with me, had been doing all of the legal work from a corporate level for him in Atlanta, Georgia, and been doing all this stuff. He actually ended up taking advantage of them to the tune of over $35,000. And they were never able to collect either from him. I mean, myself, I probably lost at least a quarter of a million with my business. He later on, just a couple of years after crossing my path, he was moved, had put together this operation that I mentioned where he was functioning out of Azerbaijan, Russia, supplying all the weapons to small wars between the Azerbaijans Armenians. They had a war going on there, and the Russians were involved with it, and Gary was involved with that, and he took advantage of an oil company out of Texas, which, again, it was, you know, there are small oil companies, but this particular fella, his name was Ponder, P-O-N-D-E-R, Ponder Oil. Gary Best, with his corporation, did the same thing that he did to me, to Mr. Ponder, to the tune of $13 million, and stole his equipment, stole his business, set up this phony operation in Azerbaijan. Most people don't even know where that is, but set up this business there with oil contracts that he claimed he had with the Russian government to go into Azerbaijan. He went in there, he got involved not only with United States weapons, but he was working with the Russians and creating entire armies, whatever you call them, revolutionary army in Azerbaijan, in that area, under the finances of Russia. And he was being paid huge, you know, like $10 million a month to put together that project, stealing this other guy's oil, doing oil swaps for swapping oil for weapons. It's such a convoluted thing, and the money involved is mind-boggling to the average person. I sat in the office with him at one time back in my toy company after he finally had told me what he was really doing. And he was discussing a $12 million aircraft that he was supplying.
Hold that thought. Selling. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Gary. Bob is telling us about this fellow Gary Best, who was into all sorts of various issues, and certainly setting up armbands, and certainly guerrilla warfare, and supplying airplanes, and supplying munitions, and supplying supplies for these small wars all throughout the world, working with the Soviets, working with the CIA. And was he really a CIA agent? What are your thoughts on?
Well, you know, the bottom line is, and after pursuing him and all the rest of that for so many years, I'm pretty positive that he was a CIA, probably a contract agent, all right? And that's different, a little bit different from being a CIA agent, but he certainly would have all the same skills, et cetera, and of course would be plugged into everyone inside, either the National Security Agency itself, the Central Intelligence Agency, the Air Force Intelligence, because he had been involved with them, and of course directly involved as partners with General Heini Adlerholt, General John Singlaub, and General Richard Secord. And those three, which I mentioned earlier, not only were pretty much the three sort of coordinating the Vietnam War, much of it, but they oversaw the Air America in Vietnam. And, of course, that was the infamous drug operation coming out of the Vietnam and Cambodia and all up in that area during the Vietnam War.
Well, no, basically, I know General Secord was a part and parcel of the Iran-Contra, and he was, I think he was convicted and then, of course, pardoned by President Reagan. Was that it?
Oh, yeah, and that was a joke. I mean, and these guys, at any given time, all of these people commonly have as many as 13, 10, 15, or 14 criminal activities where they've actually been either indicted or have legal action against them on a regular basis. And it's because of all this craziness that I'm talking about, where they have X numbers of quote-unquote legitimate operations on the left hand, and on the right hand, they're carrying out the supplying of the weapons. So it's Richard Secord, technically worked under Singlaub and Adlerholt, and they were the ones that were doing the Air America operations over there. And, of course, well-known for the narcotics. When that war finished, they went on, like I said, supplying on a regular basis all of the weapons for these other little conflicts. And like I say, they're just a telephone call away from the national security or any one of the presidential, whoever happens to be president. They supply it for several presidents.
But don't you think an awful lot of the people involved in the military really think that they're helping America, that what they're doing is to strengthen America, you know, and take care of the bad guys, and that all these wars are really going to benefit America? Do you think they really understand what's really going on, or do you think they're simply being utilized as useful idiots?
Well, it really depends. See, there's a problem with buying into that because it's too easily, you know, it's easily done. In other words, where you just say, oh, well, this guy thought that, or he thought that, or whatever, when you talk about the continuing, I'm going to refer to them as the kingpins of this fraudulent stuff. You know, I mean, you're talking about the Air America operation, you know, and supplying planes, stealing gold, smuggling gold out on the behalf of Vang Pao and these other people, drug lords. Vang Pao happened to be the drug lord out of Burma, where later on Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz discovered that drug operation coming out of there. But when you're talking about the same people over and over again, you know, that are running these things. I mean, if you know your guys are loading narcotics onto a military aircraft, flying it and offloading it at a military base under the pretense of being an intelligence operation, and it's narcotics, well, then, you know, there's no way to sugarcoat that. And of course, some of the guys that may be even flying the airplane, they may not know what they're even flying. A lot of them thought they were flying medical supplies, and it turned out that they were flying narcotics. You know, now that's a guy that maybe thought he was just doing the right thing. But the guys running the operations at the higher level, no, those guys were running drugs.
Okay, well, we'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest, of course, is Bob Fletcher. But this is the real reality of what's going on. We have a subversive element working at the highest levels of our government, and, of course, moving towards a one-world government.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea,
be late.
No.
Wide with foam. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Bob Fletcher. And before we go on with Bob's discussion of what's really going on behind the scenes, Bob, would you like to get your website out and tell our listeners how they can get your products?
Yeah, sure. As a matter of fact, of course, if you're computer literate, you can just go on Google and put in BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And that will hook you right up to our website. We do have some of my reports that I had done relative to some of these military actions and a multitude of some of the secret weapons that they had been putting together for years, and including the work I did for Sonny Bono when, in fact, he ended up being killed close to ski slopes. Just before we were about to launch a major congressional inquiry on some of the things I'm talking about, when Sonny finally got into Washington as a congressman representative for his Southern California district, he was shocked and overwhelmed at the criminality that he saw. And the lies and deception and theft and murder and everything else that he saw going on. I put together a report for him related to narcotics connected problems into Washington. And within five, 6 days, he was going to start this major congressional inquiry and was murdered to stop them on that. So I do have a separate investigation that I did primarily for myself, satisfying my own concern about whether Sonny had died in an accident on the ski slopes or if he was murdered. The coincidence was entirely too much to believe, and so when I looked into it, I can prove that Sonny was murdered to stop him from doing investigations. That was a shame, that story, because he was a good guy and got up there and was in a position to do something. And when he started to do it and planned to move forward, he was eliminated. And that was the end of it. But you go on my website, just go on BobFletcherInvestigations.com and all of our product and information. And it's kind of some of the story about my toy companies on there, too. It's interesting. When I look back at it, it's amazing. And my story is something that should be a motion picture and whatever. It's that amazing. When I look back, as being the guy that lived it, I'm amazed and thoroughly entertained if I look at it strictly from a from that view, looking at it from the outside in. It's an amazing story. But I wanted to get back even further with the information on the Gary Best situation. When he did he puts together this huge two-sided thing where he's doing work for the Americans and he's doing work for the Russians. He's got contracts, multi-million dollar contracts, actually creating and training, bringing these same military officers with him that he had been involved with all the way back to the Vietnam War, bringing them in and bringing in other mercenaries to train, show Algeria. Gosh, I'm getting all off here, Mike. But the people in and around mixing up my countries here. But anyhow, he was doing this the whole contract with the Russians, et cetera, and the combination thing with Americans, taking advantage of this poor guy out of Texas who thought he had a great opportunity. It reminded him of myself with the toy company. Steals this guy's business, Ponder Oil. He actually ended up being one of the things that got him in a jam, as a matter of fact, in this Azerbaijan operation, was that he was smuggling nuclear materials through Baku in Azerbaijan in oil drums, being shipped in oil drums with this guy, the oil company, Ponder Oil, on the side of the drums, and they were actually discovered. He ended up getting, you know, in trouble with that. But what happens with these guys, it's that old thing that people joke about having the license to kill. You can't go anyplace if you have, from a legal point of view, when these guys get caught doing something, they literally just hand them a card. If they get arrested, like in this case, it was the Interpol, International Police, that discovered nuclear fission material being smuggled out of his oil drums. He just tells them, call this person in Washington. And when the phone rings, it's actually in the Pentagon. It's somebody at the high level at the White House or at the Pentagon. And they say, don't hold this man. You can't hold him. He's doing this for the United States. He's doing that. It's a top secret operation. Don't interfere with Mr. Best. End of story. They turn the guy loose, and he's back out in 15 minutes doing what he was doing the day before. So you can't touch these guys, and it's very, very scary stuff. I was a federal witness involved with the Iran-Contra inquiry, and the Chrisik Institute, which was another federal lawsuit, a racketeering lawsuit against all of these people. And when we got right up to the point of having the trial or having somebody arrested and genuinely getting in trouble, it disappears. Somebody steps in, they swing that magic wand that says top secret intelligence operation, and everything goes away. And that includes murder and drug smuggling, assassinations, and overthrows of governments.
Now, what happened to Gary Best?
I believe the best I've been able to track at this time is that he died a couple of years ago. It's always a little difficult to track. He had gotten in trouble and it was temporarily held by the French government. I'm not positive of, but I understand that he was held by the French government shortly after doing that Azerbaijan business, but not for long. Supposedly he was involved with blowing up something over there that belonged to the French government, and I understood he was held briefly in France or in a French jurisdiction, then shortly after I understood that he had died, and I think simply of a heart attack. He was a couple years older than myself, that's very possible. But what was really icing on the cake. Everybody knows the Oklahoma bombing. And, of course, I was involved with actually doing a report at the request of the Intelligence Committee for the U.S. Senate on the bombs in Oklahoma, because I had been involved with investigating it so profusely. And I found out in pursuit of that that Gary Best somehow apparently was involved with that, because what he had done while carrying out all of this Azerbaijan business in Russia and doing this two-sided agency stuff between the two countries, he would jump back to the United States. That Russian thing was a very much a full-time operation for, you know, let's say 6 months. He jumped back to the United States, flew into Oklahoma City. He took over another company, totally randomly, the same as mine, and it was a meat company. It was called Harris Meats. He took over a meat company, bought it with one of his corporations, was theoretically doing something there, but this was only 4 months before the Murrah building was blown up. Now, Best had supplied timers for C4 plastic explosives for the Contras back when I was involved with my toy company. That some of that came out in the inquiry at the U.S. Congress. But in 1994, I guess it was, a couple of months before the Murrah building blows up, Gary Best goes into Oklahoma, 1.5 miles up the road from the Murrah building, buys this company, changes the name, which he always did, changed all the names to a corporate entity called Vista, V-I-S-T-A, changed it to Vista Meats, told the governor, Keating, that he was, in fact, going to hire a whole bunch of people and was going to turn this into a big taco meat factory or something, all right? And later I was to find out, and I actually got my hands on an internal memo that was sent to Governor Keating that told him that, and it was a simple handwritten thing that said, we found out Gary Best is a CIA. We better stand down from being friendly with him. Now, what had happened there was that Governor Keating had approved a $75,000 loan to assist in the purchase of that meat factory through a government-funded assistance operation in Oklahoma City. So Oklahoma City got screwed out of $75,000, also by Gary Best, with that little operation. And Governor Keating of Oklahoma at that time, who, by the way, was previous FBI, and, of course, also his brother, had written that strange story about the bombing and terrorism in Oklahoma City about a year before it happened, you know, and it used the same name. You know, everybody was aware of that. That was Governor Keating's brother. So here you have all this convoluted stuff that goes on, but it's always the same guys that they would pop up. It would be a General Richard Secord, General Adderholm, General Singh Lam, Gary Best, and a few other people that their names would always pop up, and be the names that would end up coming on the floor of investigations. But same old story. If it's any of those guys, you're not going to go anyplace with it. It's just very, very scary.
I certainly concur. Well, I'm glad that you survived it all, and certainly a lot of the people did not. Terrible about Sonny Bono, Congressman Sonny Bono, but unfortunately, when you get too close to the devil's heartbeat, why, sometimes, of course, there are serious repercussions. And of course, all those people killed there in Oklahoma City, there's no question in my mind that this was a controlled demolition of the Murr building there in Oklahoma City. They knew they were doing it. Suddenly, 167 people and one leg. There was 167 people. And then there was a leg. Somebody was wearing fatigues, and they had one extra leg there, which they tried to conceal because, of course, this person obviously had something to do with the explosion there, and we've never found out who that leg belonged to. I wonder why.
It's the Gary Best thing being involved in something to do with that over there in Oklahoma City. I never knew anything about that until, his involvement with me was like 85, 86 in that period of time. And that was the Iran-Contra mess. I chased him, kept track of him for years and years and years, trying to keep a handle on different things he was doing. In 94, he goes and does that Azerbaijan-Russia deal, and he's doing all of that crazy stuff. And somebody sends me in, now it was 94, 95 was when the building was blown up there, a couple months after Best was there. Oh, and by the way, I have to say this. In 96, 1 year after the bombing of the Murr building in Oklahoma City, the date of it, which was April 19th of 1995, the one-year anniversary, April 19th of 96, Gary Best ceremonially filed bankruptcy on the meat company in Oklahoma City. That kind of bothered me. But I didn't even know about it until somebody sent me, didn't know his connection, somebody sent me a story that had heard me on radio or whatever, and I knew the name and the Vista company and all of that, and sent me the story that was written in Oklahoma City in the newspaper there about 96, and it was relative to this bankruptcy. And somebody sent me a copy of the story and said, is this the same company and the same guy that had been involved with you? What was he doing in Oklahoma City? And somebody had written the story in the newspaper about the fact that this guy named Gary Best with a company named Vista had bought the meat company, had screwed the state out of $75,000, taken advantage of them, and had taken advantage of, was in the process of taking advantage of all of the people that had invested locally in his phony meat company. And there was a tremendous number of people that had put money in on the basis that Governor Keating was doing the ribbon cutting for the company when Best came in and took it over. See, so that was where the, also when that note, the internal memo showed up a little bit later, where somebody found out who he was and wrote to Governor Keating and said, hey, you better stop going doing publicity pictures with this guy because there's something wrong with him. He's connected to the CIA covert operations, and it's not what you want to be involved with. So anyhow, even though it had taken several years, he ended up having dirt on his face again. Same old operation.
Well, obviously, he certainly was very, very close to people, very highly placed. Certainly, the Oklahoma City bombing was simply one in a series of government attacks on America. And all of them, of course, used to justify ever-increasing government control over our lives. Of course, Timothy McVeigh certainly was a CIA operative, our Special Forces operative. How do we know that? Well, he told his sister, he told Timothy, he told his Terry Nichols, and he told his cellmate, David Hammer. You can find it in a book called A Secret Worth Dying For. We'll be right back. Well, Bob, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay. Well, you know, and of course, we didn't necessarily plan to get into the old toy factory story again, but it is such a primary kind of, like I call it, an eye-opener. And like I said, I ended up finding out that it's done all the time. And again, a good example is this poor guy actually lost $13 million. lost his oil company completely with Gary Best. I don't know what happened with the Harris Meat Company in Oklahoma. I'm sure that guy was taken advantage of, and it's only because never was an honest guy that that crossed paths with Gary Best and ended up coming out with anything left in his pocket. As bizarre as these things sound, if the average guy would stop and realize, you know, always has to be, if you're doing this black secret operations, it got to be funded with huge money. They can't always get it by doing, legitimate funding. They can only have so much money that they can put into this stuff. So that, in fact, is where quite often these drug operations and other overthrowing of governments and the exchange of money that's such tremendous amount of multi-millions, that's where that comes in. And, of course, these guys are given perfect opportunity to take, you know, if you bring in $10 million on a drug shipment on a Central Intelligence aircraft and offload it in California, you take the top 3 or 4 million for yourself for the weekend and give the rest of it into try to carry out another black operation so that you have spending money for the next week. It's just, and again, I have to say that the money is so beyond what us average folks can perceive. When you're talking weapons sales, it's unbelievable. And it's just, you know, like say $65,000 each for these Hellfire missiles, and they've been using them successfully for 25 years. But if you're the guy that happens to be able to go to Lockheed, Dobbins, the people that build these things, and say, hey, I can get into Africa, I can get into Angola.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply saying that if you certainly can go into the major manufacturers and people who put out the Hellfire missiles and tell them that you can actually sell their missiles, that you have access to all sorts of governments that want them, go right ahead, Bill.
Yeah, and basically, and these guys, of course, they've had a lot, what you would call a lock on this stuff for years and years and years. If they need this, they need helicopters, they need to have them converted into warships and that type of thing. These guys do the whole thing, and they just give them a call, and they've got the contacts and go in, and the government intelligence knows that they can, in fact, they've got friends in all these little nooks and crannies, and they just call them up and ask them to supply the weapons, tell them what they need, and whatever money they make on the side and whatever other deals go on, the government just turns their head. They don't want to know about it.
Well, we're going to have to let you go, Bob.
Hey,
but we live in basically a fallen world. There are real problems. And ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. All I can say is begin to prepare for it. Bob, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Good night. Take care.
And you too. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Bob Fletcher. And, of course, this is the time I need to remind you that basically today, tonight, and tomorrow will be the last times you'll be taking orders for a case of Brotherhood of Darkness. It'll probably be the last printing I will do. We've got 50 to 100,000 copies of the book out across America, and we're going to print up probably another 10,000 of them and certainly put them to good use. Certainly people from all across the world are ordering cases of books, and we're doing quite well. As I say, this will be tonight, tomorrow night, but you can get a case of the books for a suggested gift of $149.95, and then, of course, you can give them away, you can sell them, you can lend them, and we suggest you lend the book, because that way the person has an obligation to read it, and hopefully, if it'll read it, it will change their life as they begin to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being paid out on a political, military, financial, social, cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle. And there really are spiritual forces out there, and there already are secret organizations that tie into those Sinister Spirits of Forces. The book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you're interested in getting a case today or tomorrow, and then the offer is going to be withdrawn. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, if you'd like to see Bob Fletcher's DVD on how they murdered Sonny Bono, we have that. We have a number of Bob Fletcher's DVDs. You can call our 800 number, and you can order them from us, or you can order them from him. The important thing is that you get the information, and you get it out. And understand that these people on the other side think nothing about human life. I mean, basically, they killed several hundred thousand people in Iraq. And why did we go into Iraq? I mean, Saddam Hussein had actually offered to step down and go into retirement. He had no weapons of mass destruction. He had sent them to Syria. And, of course, there was no reason for America to attack Iraq. We could have just simply gone in and taken over the country. But that wasn't what they wanted. They wanted an excuse for a horrible and bloody war. And we killed hundreds of thousands of people there, of course, during the period when we had the embargo on Iraq from about 1992, the year 2003. Why, it's estimated that about 500,000 children died because, of course, they couldn't get medications, they couldn't get treatment for the children, they couldn't get antibiotics. We had embargoed the country. Well, this is not imaginary. 500,000 children died. We talked to Susan Linder this afternoon. She says it's a million. Oh, well, difference between a million, half a million. I mean, they're only children. We're talking about totally organized evil. There was no reason to go into Iraq and kill several hundred thousand innocent civilians. Anymore, there's a reason to go into Syria today, where we're financing this whole revolution. We've already killed 70,000 civilians. Ladies and gentlemen, they're killed by people being funded by the United States government, or at least by the secret government, the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. It is Thursday, March 14th, 2013. You're in the right place. Today is the first full day of the new Pope. Thank goodness it's over. They have chosen the Pope. White smoke, new Pope yesterday. So we can move on with the rest of the world now. And hopefully we can find out what's been going on since the Pope's election. It's really amazing how much time and effort was spent on this yesterday. I mean, there was more time and attention spent on the Pope than there was on other leaders being elected. It's incredible. I just watched this thinking every network, every cable news network was doing nothing but Pope news. Unbelievable. Anyway, glad that is done. A lot of people wondering about this Jesuit Pope. And someone sent me sort of the oath that one takes to be a Jesuit.